Welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things.
What things?
Those things. The Internets.
Oh, okay.
Of Things.
Okay.
The things of the Internet.
Yes. And this week...
That's a lot of things.
We have Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Alex.
And Ted.
Hi, guys. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Ted. That is the internet saying hi, Ted, back.
Hey, Ted. I'm pretty sure that was you, Bill.
Oh. Okay. Well, then we have Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna.
That's not a lie either. She is Anna.
Yes, I'm Anna.
I've wondered about that.
She's been Anna all day today.
Wait, like, you mean that's not fake news?
From midnight to now, Anna. The whole time. She's got conviction.
She sounded pretty convinced that her name was Anna. And still is.
Yes, I'm still Anna.
And we have Michael.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic.
That's nothing to be ashamed about. Like, at least I'll have someone to, you know.
A drinking buddy for later.
That's right. Well, I was thinking vomiting buddy. I like to do my drinking alone, but I need company when I'm vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you want to hold your hair.
That's right. Yeah.
And we have Joe.
Hello. Mike, thanks for holding up the podcast crew. Yeah. Alex, where were you?
Where was I?
Yeah, last week.
I don't remember. I think I was I was playing board games or something. Oh, yeah. I was out with some chums celebrating my emancipation.
You can be honest, Alex. You're on your peyote trip, right?
Exactly.
It's funny you say that because I turned my phone into Apple today to fix my screen. It went out on me, like, I think last week, maybe a bad omen about me missing last week's podcast. But I sent my mom a text message saying, hey, I'm going to be incommunicado for a while. I'm going on a spirit quest with some folks in Vancouver Island. And these men are very serious, so no texting or phone calls. And mom's like, oh, I don't know what that is, but be safe. I shouldn't make fun of my mom. That's not very nice. That's like the mental image of my mom being like, Googling spirit quest and then just seeing like lots of paintings of wolves and like dream catchers and peyote.
Should have told her 10% die every trip.
Should probably just answer with, remember the clean underwear.
Exactly.
And then we have Jordan.
I have to ask you guys, I don't know if this is a me thing, but do you ever, when someone tells you their name, do you ever like just think, are you lying?
I don't ever think that, but I often immediately forget it. Like, immediately.
Well, that's
easy. As soon as they tell it to me, boom, it's gone.
That's why you're supposed to say their name back to them.
That still doesn't work.
Over and over.
Really, I got people I work with that I've worked with for 3 years still don't know their name. I just call them, like, the BOP one and the PL one.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. Like, that's pretty common. I've had professors... And they've been my professor for the entire semester, and I don't know their name at the end of the semester.
I have that. They're like, oh, time for review. Could you write your name on the board, how it's spelled? It's spelled Bob. How do you spell that?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It's like, I'm a little confused. It's worse, Ted, when you have the horrible lack of visual recognition. I meet people, and then I reintroduce myself to them later on that same day.
It's they're like... They're like, Ted, you were my boss for 4 years at Convergys. I'm like, oh, was I good?
Yeah. Were we friends? Did we have drinks? I don't know.
No, no, you don't say if you were good. Like, was I fair? Was I a fair? Would you call me a fair boss?
No.
Then I was a great boss.
I know the answer to that.
Bill, would you be offended if someone said you had a forgettable face?
The one that looks like everybody else's? Yeah.
Not saying that you do. I just wonder about that. Because some people could take that to their advantage and be like, well, I could sneak in and out of anywhere. And other people would be like, hey.
It's better than having a like, punchable face.
Like Mrs. Swan. He look like a man.
I wonder what it'd be like to live life with an actual punchable face. Like the guy who plays Joffrey on Game of Thrones.
What would be a punchable face?
He just
look at it. They can be super nice to you. You just look at their face and you're like, you like saved my kitten from a tree, but I still want to punch you in the face.
Like Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Yeah, I mean, that's a good example.
By all accounts, the actor's a super nice guy, but I still kind of want to punch him in the face.
Joffrey's the kid, right?
Yeah, the little kid who's like a tyrant. But the thing is,
he doesn't have a punchable face. He's just a douchebag.
Well, in the show, though.
But like just looking at him and he smiles and you're like, oh, I just want to hit him. Like, before you even know what he's done.
Yeah.
Like, you know he's done something.
Mike, I don't think
I've ever come across somebody, I just, like, see them, and I'm
maybe you're just a nice person.
I really want to punch him in the face.
Mike, and did you know that while he is in Game of Thrones, like, the first season, he was 23 years old?
He looks like he's 12.
That makes him even more punchable. He looks too young.
It still doesn't make him punchable. It
him and Michael
ridiculous.
J. Fox. Michael J. Fox still looks like he's 12.
That's true.
He looks like he's 3 12 year olds.
I've seen him lately.
Yeah, he's had hard times. Sort of the Neil Gaiman phenomenon.
Right, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman, he looked like he was about 27 for the last 30 years. Yeah, and then suddenly it's just...
Well, but you were saying that he's a very nice person. That's like the guy who plays Eugene in The Walking Dead. Did you hear about him?
No.
He quit social media because everyone's like, you're a douche because of his character on The Walking Dead.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you play a douchebag character,
oh, come on.
People don't quite separate you from your character.
Well, that happened to Walter White's wife, the actress, and that's not even fair because she's like trying to be a decent person, and they're like, how dare you get in the way of your husband's illegal meth empire and have problems with this?
Yeah.
That's a hard one because she was trying to be a reasonable person and he was just like, oh my, like that's just not a good position.
I know.
Well, she couldn't win because.
Yeah, she came off horrible. That the only thing she could have done is either joined in and started like melting people in bathtubs or.
Even when she was kind of complicit, people hated her still. They're like, now she's a criminal showing her true colors.
I know.
You know who doesn't have a punchable face?
Ooh. Bill.
What? I was going to go with, Bill.
Yay!
Was I right?
Oh, geez, you're right.
I'm very liking of that.
Yeah. Very non-punchable face.
Woo! Alex, you have a non-punchable face. You just look like a kind man.
Thank you. Makes Jordan. It real easy to grift, people.
Yeah.
Jordan, you're the perfect face for podcasting.
I have that. Thank you. That's the nicest thing someone said to me today, and I'll take it as a compliment.
Video or audio podcasting?
No, it's a face for radio.
It's podcasting, yes. That's right. Yeah, I get this sort of compliments all the time, too, Mike. Makes me feel special.
Well, I'm glad you get one kind word today.
That's
Instead of being punched in the face all day.
Yeah, I wouldn't like getting punched in the face.
There was a show, it was called The Twilight Express, or something like that. Anyways, it was Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel L. Jackson.
The Sunset Limit.
Sunset Limited, that's right.
Yeah, the Cormac McCarthy one.
Yeah, it was just the two of them. And at one point, because the one guy is like a ex-con and the other guy is like a professor and
the ex-con was schooling the professors like, what do you want to die, man?
Yeah.
but he said something like, well, you know, what's your answer? And he's like, well, it's going to take me a while to think about that. And the way he said it was really kind of condescending. And Samuel L. Jackson was just like, I could take that two ways, but I'm going to take it the better way. Mm. So that's what you just did. He's like, I'll just take it the good way out of the two.
Yeah, because what choice do I have?
When just fall over this table and beat the crap out of
the same compliment occurs over and over again.
I think you
again.
Could take him.
I don't think you could.
Got the elements.
Well, I know I could take him. Like, I mean, I'm kind of a badass, guys. Like, I have never really fought, but I imagine how I would fight, and it usually goes well.
I've never done it in real life, but I've thought about it a lot.
You're Jason Bourne in your head. Everyone's immobilized in 5 seconds.
And then it comes down to it, he's like, that did not happen like I thought it would. Can someone pick up my fingers for me?
I think it would happen like I think it would. Seriously. Yeah. Okay. It'd go down well. That's why I'm never intimidated by Marine people. I'm like, you look at me like that, but I could take you down.
Yeah, you know who else wasn't intimidated by marine wildlife?
I'm thinking the Japanese.
No, Steve Irwin.
Irwin?
Yeah.
He wasn't intimidated by those stingrays.
The marine wildlife.
But to be fair, he wasn't intimidated by any wildlife, but...
Yeah.
Well, we'll just move into that.
Yeah.
Move into the trailers that came out recently. Start with The Dark Tower.
Oh, I was just
changing subject.
Oh, okay.
Right,
I was just adding it because I was like, there's something else going on.
Boom. Segue.
Yes.
That was the worst.
You've been segueing.
I know.
Yes. There we go.
Take that.
Speaking of marine wildlife. Face.
Did anybody else watch that?
I did. That
The Dark Tower trailer?
Alex, have you read the books?
I've only read the first one.
Is that the Stephen King?
Yeah, it's a gunslinger, Idris Elba.
I've heard good things. I just never bought
it. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, the books are really good.
And the first one, the gunslinger, because then it's Drawing of Three and then Wasteland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Wizard and Glass.
I like his style. Like I've read several books. I read like The Shining, and I read Pet Cemetery, and another one. I really like this style.
Yeah, you should. And the first one, Gunslingers, is 200 pages, maybe even a little less than that.
It's super short. I read it in two sittings.
Yeah.
It's really short.
And I guess the movies are going for
a sequel to
the books. So that's what they're kind of, it's a continuation. It's the approach they're taking. But it looks cool. Like, people are whining because it kind of is going for more like the action-y approach because it has like all the slow-mo with like bullets flying and stuff too. But
that's just the trailer. Trailers usually try to make the best to get you to draw and to go watch the movie.
Well, it's true. The movie could be like straight sci-fi with hardly any action. But, and I'm not even opposed to the action too. It looks interesting. It has the essence of the books.
So with the trailer, do you think they literally just showed all the action scenes? Right now.
No.
Because there's some movies, the trailers, you know, like, we've shown all the funny lines. Yeah. We're done.
They put it in there. No,
it's totally
have more stuff, but
it's going to be action heavy.
Okay. Yeah.
We were talking about trailers and how sometimes they miss their mark. So back when the first Guardians of the Galaxy came out, they came out about the same time as Ninja Turtles. So they were both in the theater at the same time. And, you know, huge Ninja Turtles fan growing up in the 70s and 80s. We went to see Ninja Turtles, and the guy at the theater was like, you'll probably like Guardians of the Galaxy more. And I'm like, it looks stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch it. Like, it looks stupid. And then everybody was saying, it's good, it's good, it's good. And I finally went and saw it and went, that dude was right. I would have much liked that. I would have liked that. I do like that more than Ninja Turtles. So
Alex, what did you think of the trailer?
I was kind of surprised, like, all the stuff they changed because the how Jake showed up really kind of threw me. So I guess if, like Bill is saying, it's, or maybe like you're saying, Joe, I forgot who said it. Anyway, one of you guys said that it was going to be more like a sequel to the series. So I guess maybe that sort of works, but I don't know. I kind of like it, and I like the I kind of like the visual style they've given it. I was picturing it's more of like a spaghetti western with weird Stephen King mysticism, but kind of future cowboy with like dark gothic influences would be pretty cool too.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, it'll be pretty cool. I'm still wanting to watch it. It's so interesting too because it's going to come out in August, and so it's a weird campaigning thing because everyone knew about the movie forever. But it's funny that this is literally like the first trailer 3 months before it's going to come out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I really like the original pitch which they're going to do, and that would have been a. Yeah, I'm one of those whining people, Joe, where they're going to do the actual adaptation of The Wasteland. And I think the first two sequels, and then they were going to do an HBO series for the next four books. And so that got me really excited, but I guess that was never feasible. And Ron Howard had tried to produce it for over a decade.
Yeah.
And so I guess this is what they have to do in order to make it work. And so I'm hoping for the best. I never root against a movie because that's insanity. Why do you want a movie to be bad? So I'm hoping that it turns out.
Wait. I think I missed that last part you just said.
I don't root against a movie?
Because I think the whole, like during the whole trailer yesterday for Transformers, you threw a fit because the commercial was even on the screen.
Yeah.
But he wasn't saying, I hope this movie sucks. He says this movie does suck.
Yeah, it's Michael Bay. There's no avoiding it.
It's going to be terrible.
If Michael Bay churned out a really amazing movie, then, like, if this upcoming Transformers movie was amazing, I'd say, good job, Michael Bay. You've redeemed yourself in my
eyes. He'd actually call him. He'd call him and be like, hey, is this Michael Bay? I want to let you know.
I'd give him, like, I'd do the Van Gogh. I'd cut off my ears and mail it to him and say, with gratitude.
I heard that he didn't actually cut that off for a lady, and he lost it in a fencing. He lost it in fencing, might as well give it to my prostitute love. The image you always get is like he's sitting in his room, he's like, I gotta give her something good, and he's just an intense guy, and he's like, I know, I'll give her my ear. But really, he was just out like sword fighting and messing around with his friend, and like his friend got him good, and he's like, oh snap,
what do I do with this?
And then they like go back and get drunk, and they're like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if...
It's like that's hilarious, man. And then she receives it, and she's the insane one. It's like, someone left me an ear. That's so romantic.
And then she's like, I gotta see who's missing an ear this week. I gotta see who it is.
That's right. And he's like, lady, quit bothering me. I thought that I'd totally turn you off to me, finally.
And Mike, I did this experiment too, because did you watch Independence Day?
Which one?
The first one.
Yeah.
Did you watch the second one?
I think so.
Wait, there was a second one?
Yeah, it's really bad.
They still got two more to go.
No, I didn't watch it. It didn't have Will Smith in it, is it?
No, there's no Will Smith in it.
Yeah,
but it's,
no, I didn't watch that one.
Because that movie, I love that movie, and Roland Emmerich is also a terrible director now. Like, he was pretty much terrible, but that movie came out, and I was like, okay, maybe Roland Emmerich can redeem himself with the one good movie he ever made. And then I watch it, and I made it an hour, but really only like 35 minutes. I zoned out after that, and then I had to turn it off because it was super terrible. And I didn't want it to be terrible. I wouldn't have turned it on if I wanted it to be terrible.
So I'm having a hard time concentrating on what you're saying because of the hat. You think it's weird.
The penguin?
Yeah, it's
you
just
look
weird
like a baseball dad.
It's you just guys, wrong. He's wearing like a flannel with a Nirvana t-shirt and
in
a
my
penguin's
hat.
Like
he's like a guy.
Did you
know,
like
it's
forget
like,
to
sports.
Like brush your hair today or something?
No, you guys have to deal with the hat. I'm serious. Alex, you're missing this. I'm going for hats because I wear hats all winter and then I don't wear hats.
You know, I have
summer.
Problems with hats. First, you see somebody, you think they have a disformed head, and then you just find out it's really a hat. That's why I hate hats.
Well, you see the distant. Oh yeah, yeah, gotcha, gotcha. That's the Guardians of the Galaxy reference.
No. I was just gonna leave it out there.
No.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we name all the references.
I know.
I couldn't remember because somebody was talking about the Secret Life of Pets the other day. I couldn't remember if it was from that or from Guardians. I know we just saw it yesterday. But.
I was just gonna throw it out there and leave it.
So I watched, I downloaded on Netflix because they let you download the movies so you can watch them offline, and I downloaded Secret Life of Pets, and then didn't have a lot of foresight because that's all I downloaded, so I watched it like twice on my trip to Cincinnati last week, once on the way there and once on the way back, and it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's like Toy Story with pets. It's enjoyable.
It's really
I thought it was funny, but the person I was talking to yesterday said it was dark.
No.
But she kept referencing the rabbit that wanted to like take over the world and kill everybody. I was like, well, it's, you know, it's not dark. It's just funny.
Yeah,
I didn't know it's
funny when people are. Homicide.
You can already download stuff. That's cool. I think that I'm gonna have to do the Netflix account, and when I take a trip like an airport trip, like I'll be on there.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. Is I actually just uninstalled Netflix because I have podcasts, I have Audible, I don't even have to look at my phone. I just like listen to, you know, like I have the Ahsoka, you know, Star Wars book.
I think we're thinking of the same thing. Download from Netflix, highbrow erotica, and watch it on the phone.
Yeah, what is that?
No.
The one with you know what I'm talking about? Which the one you were just watching?
What? The show that I was just watching?
Yeah, on Netflix, the kind of humpy one.
Are you talking about the Penny Dreadful?
No. I guess it was like a month or two ago, but it was.
Yeah,
you're
just watching it like a month or two ago.
It had like Harry Potter or.
Oh, was it Hammer? Are you talking about the one with Shia LaBeouf?
It was Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
What's that one?
Lars von Trier. I know.
Oh, Nymphomaniac. I watched.
Was
movies.
It part one or was it part two?
Well, I watched
both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the highbrow that you're talking about.
Right? It's not highbrow at all.
Oh, poor Shia LaBeouf.
I think he meant more like Brokeback Mountain style.
That's not erotica, though. It's depression.
Yeah, that is. That's just beating the crap out of
the sadness.
No, it's just depressing.
I just heard about it. I never saw it.
There's like one cute romantic scene, and then the rest of it's just cowboys beating up cowboys because they're gay. That's terrible. Now I feel sad.
Ted, that's a good movie, though, because airplanes, the entertainment's not always guaranteed. I had it on one flight, and it was awesome, but all the rest of the flights denied.
Yeah, and nobody got beat up on my flights, so I was like, I might as well watch a movie.
Yeah.
Are you flying Southwest?
No, I flew American, and then we flew... See,
an American was sort of the fight.
I did America, or American.
America.
So
America!
Yeah, shouts out to America. We missed our flight. We got there a half an hour before it was supposed to leave. Not a good idea. And then there was a huge long line to check in. So by the time we got checked in, it was like 15 minutes after our flight had left. They put us on standby, and we got we were the last people to get on the plane. And then they came like 5 minutes after we sat down and asked us to leave the plane. So I got in a fight with security.
Got dragged off the plane.
They won. Spoilers. No, but then they put us on like gave us seats on the next flights all the way to our destination. We got there a couple hours late. It was great.
Nice.
Nice.
That's better than what my experience. I've been like Southwest and the plane's on the tarmac so long that they're like, we need fuel. And by the way, you're not making your next flight. And I showed up like 24 hours later.
What did we fly back?
I had trouble with Southwest.
I did Delta on the way back.
It was Frontier.
Frontier. Oh Frontier. My gosh, worst airline ever.
I know. I heard that about.
They're the cheap airline.
I always thought Southwest was the Greyhound of the sky. I didn't realize
Gosh.
You know, Frontier was pretty bad.
I heard Frontier's awful.
So the thing is it's cheap, and if you don't bring any bags, including a carry-on. You can have your personal bag. That's it. Everything else costs. If you don't want anything to drink on the flight, like including water, you don't want a snack, including a crappy little bag of peanuts, you're good to go.
Ted, how is this a problem? You have an orifice in which you can store things, right? Like, I'm not mistaken.
So you can go and dime you to death. Like you want bags? It's like $140.
It sounds like Allegiant.
Yeah, you forgot. You waited until you got to the gate. Oh man, yeah.
Less like room and everything on the flight there too.
Oh yeah, there's it's 33% more seats.
Yeah, they pack in the seats like as close as possible so that they can fit in as many people as they can.
If you're 6 foot or taller, forget it.
Kevin Smith, forget it.
Your comment, Jordan, just reminded me of Eurotrip when they get to the youth hostel. And she's like, if you don't want any of your belongings stolen, you must hide them in your anus.
Yeah.
Ted, what did they say about the recline on the seat? Do you remember the joke that they were saying?
Oh, it's like the seat's already reclined 30%, which is all you need. Or something like that.
And then they said... We don't see the difference either after they were like, you know, getting a response from someone saying that, you know, I don't feel it.
I don't know what you call them, the people who tend the airplane while you're in flight, the
airline attendants.
There's a modern term.
The people who give you stuff, like they were all super nice and great, but you could tell they knew they were working for a garbage airline.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was bad. And then they kept feeding this person beer in front of us. It was weird. They told us, they were like, you're not allowed to drink alcohol. You can't bring alcohol on the flight and drink it. That's against the law. And we will be selling alcohol here in 5 minutes. I was really confused about the distinction there.
Hey, money?
The airline gets the money for all the booze you buy. So if you just go to like a duty free shop and just buy like a a bottle of Old Crow and hop on a plane and chug it across the Atlantic, the airline doesn't see any money for it. So
no, they're like, just give me Cokes, I'm good, I'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. So anyways,
I have some good news. How about this?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear some good
news.
And
it makes Michael Bay a good guy.
Really?
What?
Explosions.
This is his last Transformers he'll ever direct.
That's what he says, but you think it's exciting, and you're like, it's finally at an end.
They're going to back up a truckload of money to his house, like,
No.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
Or he'll
his last.
He'll start up another really awful mega franchise. Yeah.
No, they're just gonna back up some like TNT, and they'll be like, "You can use this." He's like, "All right,
fine." Yeah. I know. He'll never quit.
I'll do more explosions.
Jordan and I literally had an argument about this yesterday during the Transformers preview.
Well,
you guys were kind of loud over there.
Yeah, Mike, you objected to me comparing Michael Bay to Hitler and those who worked with him as Nazi soldiers. What? And I still don't understand why that's a controversial statement. Like, is that
because
really
he didn't
out
do
of the pale?
Evil.
He made Transformers. This franchise.
Evil. It might be stupid, but it's not evil.
It's literally evil. It's pretty evil.
I don't think anybody died because of him.
I'll go with that. My soul died.
That's he kept saying, "Oh, I had to watch Dad."
You talk like you ever had a soul to begin with.
Well, I can't remember because Transformers has been around for a while.
He did try and sign up for the Mormons.
Just for the magic
underwear. They wouldn't take him. They were like, whoa.
But that's not evil. That's an ambition.
They like waved the Book of Mormon in front of him and was like, nope, he's got nothing. This
is a tithing, man. It kills you.
Transformers.
No, Michael Bay and Roland Emmerich. They need to co-write a movie. It'd be the movie for the apocalypse. Everyone's just killing themselves in the theaters. They have to have like a 5-hour space between showings. So like, did we clear out the last body? Get the next crew in there.
Let's just go to our sponsor.
Okay.
Who's our sponsor, Bill?
Our sponsor is AMC Pine Ridge 11, located at 4355 Yeltsin Avenue in Chepic, Idaho. And they have, all AMCs have a Stubbs program where you can earn points.
We got a free soda.
Actually, so I filled up my, I got popcorn, I got a soda. I didn't realize that I saved up so much money so fast. And they're like, all right, here you go. And you owe us 4 cents. And I'm like, here's my card?
Yeah, we did, what, $3, Anna?
That's kind of a jerk move, Bill.
Four or five.
Put 4 cents on your card.
No, I pulled out a $5 bill because I couldn't find anything.
Your card probably charges them like 20 cents. Just
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't use my card. I'm not that person. Though there was, I was joking around with somebody else about.
I have a question, Bill.
I have an answer.
You might have an answer, maybe not. So they give you the soda, the cup, right?
Yeah.
And then you go over, and there's the machine, but there's also the slushy machine.
Yes.
Now, I never buy slushies. I always buy sodas. But when I get there and I see the slushy machine, I'm always like, man, I should have got a slushy. Like, is that price? Do you have to pay different price for the slushy?
Okay, you're right. I might not know the answer. And the answer is, I don't know that answer.
Because it's just right out there for you. And they're charging you before, so, like, I mean, I'm not advocating getting a slushie if you have to pay extra for it.
Yeah.
But like, I always forget when I'm at the counter. We need to find this out. This is very important that I know.
Next movie we go to?
I know. I'll ask him tomorrow.
No, I'm actually...
Alien Covenant.
No, I plan on going to watch The Circle.
The Circle is supposed to be so terrible.
And I don't care what other critics say.
No, it's not critics. This is like everyone. Everyone hates that movie.
Yeah, but you know what? Everyone's a critic.
That's
true.
Bill, what is it? Evil Tom Hanks?
He's not even evil. There's nothing. That's why everyone hates it. It's nothing.
I'm just curious what the attraction is. What's the draw
about?
It's about if Google and Facebook had a super baby and everyone
with the British.
Yeah.
And the U.S.
And then everyone was cool with giving away all their privacy.
Basically.
Oh, yeah, I see the job.
Yeah, so they get to put cameras up everywhere. They get to put up. Actually, we talked about. I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast. Maybe I talked about it somewhere else. In Britain, Channel 4, their BBC channel. What you do is you can register your name with them. Go like, yes, I support this advertising. And then they go, Joe, how about a great Budweiser?
Yeah.
And they say your name.
You know, it'd be awful if there is an actual movie that was pretty much 99 to 100% accurate in its futurism, like its prediction of futuristic events.
Like Mad Max.
Exactly. Exactly
that
like.
Right after Minority Report. You got Minority Report. Mad Max.
I think he means like Idiocracy.
Ooh, Idiocracy. Yeah.
It's like nails everything, but it turns out that the movie itself is unwatchably bad.
So wait, are you saying
like Idiocracy?
I was no way. Idiocracy was totally watchable and awesome. Are you saying that they just abolished privacy altogether?
No, it's in the movie.
Uh-huh.
No, it's voluntary, but it's like it's supposed to be one of those comments on like, oh, the slippery slope. But Bill, it's not the. That's why they said that movie's bad. It's because you think you're getting a sci-fi thriller and you get nothing.
Is it anything like the book?
I don't know, because I hate Dave Eggers. He's a hack.
There you go.
Is he the guy who wrote Heartbreaking Work of...
Yeah, and that's a terrible book. Bill, because on Flixer, it has only 25% of users. Like, you know how bad you have to be to get that low of viewers?
You just went 25%. What was Batman v Superman?
Yeah, I'll show you. The critics is like 17, but...
Oh,
the Batman...
That was like 70 or something like that.
The average people on that was like 70 or was fairly high. But the critics was like zero.
I still think that was a horrible movie.
No, it's
63%. You get off this podcast.
It's 63%. That's what I mean, Bill. Like, even Transformer movies, they'll have their 5%, but they'll have like their 80% of like, because all the people like
money makers of all time. Of course they
go. No, I like Batman v Superman. I'm telling you, that's how I know The Circle is probably really terrible, because... Mm-hmm. It is one thing to be panned by critics. Like, I've watched 20% movies that I thought weren't as bad as they deserve. But when only 25% of, like, people who watched it like it, that's pretty awful.
The Lone Ranger. What was that one rated?
The Lone Ranger.
Because The Lone Ranger was one of my favorite movies for that year. It was not terrible, but because it didn't catch on, people went, it must be a terrible movie, and then nobody watched it.
No, I watch Armie Hammer in Free Fire, and he's actually pretty cool. He's like a young... John Hamm.
The Lone Ranger, you mean the one with Captain Jack Sparrow?
Yes.
Playing Captain Jack Sparrow?
Yes.
As an Indian.
With a sparrow on his head?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, a crow.
See, that's 51%. Wow. So that splits. Okay. That's what I'm telling you. It has to be just an abomination.
Okay. I'll find out. I still plan on watching it because I don't care.
You might be that 1 in 4, Bill. You'll see.
I go, best movie ever.
Did you read the book?
No.
See, so how do you know? Because the book is supposed to be terrible, too.
Oh, well, then maybe the movie's better.
No.
It might be one of those
things.
It was
written, it was adapted by the author, so I'm pretty sure it captured the spirit of the book, which is the spirit of terribleness.
You know, at some point in my life, getting back to The Circle, like, I'd like to actually have a conversation about...
Get back to The Circle.
About privacy in general, because I have a thought that privacy is kind of an all or nothing type situation, because we live in an era where certain individuals and certain groups get privacy and everybody else doesn't, because, you know, anybody can just look in on my life if they get the proper paperwork and documentation and blah, blah, blah. But I, you know, like, and I can't.
Well,
to see what, but like certain people are exempt from that. So like, if I want to know what, you know, celebrity X is doing today, there's someone out there that can tell me and will tell me, and it's not against the law for them to do so, right? Mm-hmm. They have no privacy. So certain people have no privacy. Certain people have way more privacy than the general population.
Way more privacy, but still not unlimited privacy.
I would bet with you, if you have enough money, that you pretty much do.
Well, it depends, because like Sony, for instance, when their emails were hacked, those people did not want that information released. Sure, and sure. So, and you encounter this stuff pretty regularly. But yeah, as far as specific individuals, it's more difficult. But I think that with technological proliferation and advancements in the ability to just get around cryptography and everything, I think that's less of a. And also, it seems that for society as a whole, I think Black Mirror probably has. The notion that privacy is eroding for everyone, I think that will be, unless there's a strong arm dictator top.
But I think I'd like to see an exploration of the idea of privacy for nobody. Like, you have certain things, like, you know, obviously no one's allowed to like watch you on the toilet or you know, in the shower.
I like information, free information, but I definitely don't want to watch people
But there are people who would like to do that, and I'm sure that some people will let them watch whatever. We're not really talking about that. But,
that's right.
But like, the point is that if I meet Joe on the street,
mm-hmm.
I want to be able to just say, like, I'm not saying I do, but under the idea is that you could just look up and see what they did in the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
Yeah, that's a Black Mirror episode.
Well, and with Facebook, you pretty much can now.
Well, there was the episode where you could rewind what they were saying.
No, there's the one where everyone was connected and everything, and you basically browsed all their information.
Oh, yeah, where they have their rating scales, remember?
Oh, is it the...
Where they get points. Yeah, and so like the first episode.
No, that was just that you couldn't see what they were doing. You just gave them ratings plus...
Well, yeah.
They kind of broadcasted, because they kind of combined, like, the recording thing, too, so you could go back and, like, actually watch videos of, like, all their events and memories and stuff,
too. Was that the one where the lady, like, was going to this...
The wedding.
She needed, like, just a couple points to get a good discount at this...
The nosedive one or whatever for the social networking.
Social one.
It's like the first episode of
the
official
season
3.
Like every time she walked up to somebody, it would show all their stats.
They could see,
and everything.
Well, you could see like her rating, and that's one thing I can understand. But like I think I'd like to explore it. I'm not saying that I would advocate complete lack of privacy for anybody, but. And I think it'd be hard with, you know, opposing governments and opposing, you know, companies and things like that, like certain things you didn't want to release. But I think people would adapt to it. And I think it might end up being better for all because, you know, if we're electing an official, we kind of need to know who they're actually having dealings with and what was being done in those things.
Well, this thing about politics and actors and actresses and. Or politicians is that these people, by going into these careers, kind of do lose a lot of their rights for privacy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They lose their rights to privacy, but I'm not sure that they should. I don't think that we should know who Tom Cruise is dating.
Mm-hmm. I think politicians that's his business. Absolutely should. If you're going into a public office where people are voting you in for a reason, they should know all of your stances on everything.
Do you think that there may be an intrusion as far as the brain is basically just a computer, and we transmit information with computers like via hardwired connection or Wi-Fi? Do you think – I don't think that it's inconceivable that we could actually have this development where we become a Borg-like society where there's this instantaneous transmission of information.
You just have a hive mind kind of
thing. Yeah.
Well, they can do similar stuff right now with touch. You can actually transmit data pretty quickly just by touching someone.
Yeah.
It's not in wide use. I imagine that there's probably covert operations going on right now where they just transmit data by holding hands or whatever.
Right. Well, the transduction of information, though. And so, like, with a large enough timeline, assuming that humans can sustain themselves for sufficiently long.
There's a couple companies right now that are working on, they call it a halo. It can read your electrical impulses in your brain. But they're working on it more. It's wireless, but it's more of like a controlling equipment and things around you.
Right. But coming with this kind of technology would be an actual invasion, unless with this technology initially there are protections built in so that people could not intrude without the proper access and so forth. But I could see that, like, say this technology is developed and then you have 1,000 years after that technology is developed. What happens? How do they increase upon that? And so, like, this is just a scenario, but would you be uncomfortable if...
Keep asking your question.
Would you be uncomfortable if we had the Borg-like situation?
Where we were just basically connected, everybody was connected to everybody else, and we could hear... It'd just be like a really confusing chat room at a certain point, right? And we'd have to be able to process it, but I don't know that that would necessarily be a bad thing. I think that there are always bad players out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be interesting because, like, I don't actually think that there's such a thing as free will. So I think that if you could sufficiently simulate the brain, you could actually tell what any given person's doing and it would do under any set of circumstances. And you could decide who you want leading you based on that. But I mean, that would be the ultimate violation of privacy. So, I mean, I don't know. But anyways.
Ted, you might be a 25%er because that's what the circle is, just basically presents that. Or the idea of just doing that where people are cool with it.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
I don't put anything private on Facebook. Everything I post on Facebook is public.
Yeah.
And I don't regularly post pictures of myself or anything like that on there, but I don't stop the pictures of me going up. But
yeah,
like profile picture isn't my face.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Ted, I've never posted a single picture of myself on Facebook.
I actually went through and deleted everything I did put up.
Yeah, Facebook already has that.
Yeah,
like I've been tagged before, but I've never personally posted anything of myself.
Yeah, if you've ever put anything online, it's still there. Yeah. Somebody still has it.
Well, most of the time when I get tagged, I delete even the tag. So
still, hey, Facebook still has it.
I know, but I don't want it linked directly to my account. That is mostly it's for employers.
Okay, for that certain.
Yeah. So
yeah, Mike, I'm gonna start tagging you.
You'll just tag each other.
On a picture of me. That's all I care about.
All right. Well, we are going to wrap things up.
Okay.
Because we got stuff going on. So we're going to just start famous last words with Alex.
I'm going to film, star in, produce, and distribute my own workout program called Abnoxious.
I'm up. Yeah, Mike, I'm going to take a picture of you and then post your picture as my profile picture. I'll just be Mike. Are you okay with that? Will that be your last word? An acknowledgement that it's okay?
You have to give verbal consent.
I refuse to consent to that. Yeah.
I don't have much to say. So I guess it's Ted's turn.
Anna was on this podcast?
Yes.
A few times. Yeah. Oh, how about this? I saw the greatest bit of code ever. If true equals true, make it false.